With each election cycle, it seems money plays a bigger and bigger role in politics. In 2014, according to the Center for Responsive Politics, the candidate who spent the most money running for a seat in Congress won more than 80% of the time. The big exception to that story in last fall's election was in Richmond, California, where Chevron, which operates a large refinery, spent millions on the races for mayor and city council. Much of the Chevron-backed ads were directed at candidates running under the Richmond Progressive Alliance, candidates who refused to take any Chevron money. Despite spending $1 for every 20 spent by Chevron, all three RPA-backed candidates won. One of those is Gail McLaughlin, Richmond City Council member and former two-term mayor. She sums up what she sees as RPA's political strategy.
Getting corporations to stop buying off our democracy, building grassroots movements, and doing good policies that protect people and the planet.
In the North Bay, many political progressives are organized under the Coalition for Grassroots Progress, and they have not had similar success in local elections. That's why, over the weekend, the CGP invited McLaughlin and other speakers to talk in Petaluma to share strategies for winning.
You know, there's always challenges wherever you are. And in Richmond, we've showed a model that works, and we hope that it extends some inspiration and some good nuts and bolts kind of strategy that others can pick up and use as well.
They recommended starting early, long before elections, to build popular support for campaigns. They recommended selecting one wedge issue per year to clearly distinguish between themselves and the competition. And they recommended speaking to people by going door to door and talking about political issues. Julie Combs is a council member for the city of Santa Rosa. Recently, her big political goal has been to slow the rising costs of rent.
I'm trying to hit the pause button on rent increases. And just until we can let the market manage itself again, it's gotten out of kilter. And we're just trying to bring it back in so that we can keep our workforce in housing in our area, not having people move to Lake County, for example, in order to continue to be able to live.
An ordinance that she introduced last month failed, so she's trying to work to get something similar passed in a different way. Combs searched for a place that had recently passed rent stabilization laws and found inspiration in Richmond.
And so I started looking at the progressives in Richmond on their city council and what they were beginning to do. They've really pulled together a strong grassroots movement. And it looks, surprisingly, you wouldn't think Richmond would look like anything in Sonoma County. Surprisingly, their grassroots movement unites very similar groups of people as we're hoping to unite in Sonoma County.
So for those interested in affecting the next election cycle, the time to get to work is now. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.